Satanic International Network. You're listening to The Ooze.
Upon decaying, every foul wicked spirit is the host, The Ooze.
20 minutes, that door of a on The Ooze, spread out.
On The Ooze, it's gonna fucking rock. Be there.
The whole point.
To really tap into adversarial courage
necessitates a certain fortitude.
Now on to our show.
Hey everybody, it's Orgasmic Karmatic, and I have Wicked and Rotten, hoping that female Satan will call back in. We had a little bit of a technological blurb for some reason, and
Hey, it fits with the show's topic. What can you say? It's like absolutely perfect.
Yeah, except for I think we're supposed to be talking about it in a positive light and not necessarily a shit-bombing type.
Oh, come
yeah,
on, you can't have I can't have a positive without a negative.
I always talk about positive stuff. What are you talking about?
So, show topic is supposed to be a positive note. Where do we begin?
I'm not sure if I was going for positive note. What happened was I was having a discussion with Mr. Joaquin a couple days ago, and he brought up the concept of technology. I'm like, all right, yeah, we can work with that. His ass said he was going to call in, but I'm not hearing it.
Joaquin for the win. I'm away from the computer, so Pup's going to have to announce if we have any callers.
Hello?
Oh, hello, female Satan.
Yeah. I tried to call in at like 5-0, but there was nobody online.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a technological problem.
That was my fault.
Ah, okay. All right, yeah, I was like, So is technology a positive spin or a negative spin or both?
Depends. How do you feel about technology?
Well, I think it depends on the technology. Like, you know, it could easily be argued that the internet is, you know, for example, has actually really evolving ideas in a way and getting more people to interact with each other than ever have before would not necessarily have contact with each other. I mean, we're a great example of that. But the downside of that is honestly that people will become disconnected to the real world if they get really kind of plugged in. You can sort of lose a sense of reality. That's the thing I've always noticed about technology, is that it's always a two-edged sword, is that you gain something, but you may lose something even more important in the process.
Definitely. You tend to ignore things when you get wrapped up into things like that.
Is it just me, or have people lost the ability to actually speak on a phone? Seems to be it's only texting these days. How did this start, and where the hell have I been for the last 10 years?
I'm not going to lie, I hate talking on the phone. And it's not because I'm talking or I hate physical interaction of any type or vocal interaction. It's mostly, shut up. It's because I really don't feel like holding the phone up to my ear. And yes, it's pure laziness. I do not feel like doing it. Not to mention, it's very expensive for unlimited minutes, and I don't have them, so I tend to just text. I text all the time, 24/7, you name it, I'm doing it.
I have no comments.
Yeah.
I have many comments, but no.
No, I'll say that. Cell phones, especially new ones, since I got my smartphone, it is, I would rarely term something as evil, but that thing really is, yeah. And I have unlimited minutes, I have unlimited everything, so like, I can get on there as much as I want. It's, yeah, I have, like, really be disciplined, because it's like, oh, it'll just be real quick. Yeah, no, it's a disaster. And it, I don't know, it shouldn't be that way. It's just a little bitty piece of, you know, plastic. But, like, when I first got it, I hated it. But now I, like, I don't know. I went to the store the other day without it, and I felt uncomfortable because I'm standing in line, and I was like, I am standing in the line and I have nothing to do because I don't have my phone with me. This is ridiculous. I need my phone.
I'm the same way. I freak out if I don't have my phone. I have my phone on me all the time. And even if my phone's on me and for some reason I forget where it's at, I freak out because I think I lost it. I think part of it's because it was so expensive. But another part of it is if I'm going somewhere and, like you said, you're standing in line and I'm bored, I'll just hop on Facebook. It's that easy. I have unlimited internet. So I'm just sitting there on Facebook, on the internet. It is so much easier than whipping out a phone book or even my computer. I'm on my phone more than I'm on my computer.
Yeah.
This
sounds
like a woman thing.
It is a woman thing.
That's
what. Oh, whatever. You're on Facebook every 5 minutes, too.
I don't have Facebook. I don't have Facebook. Sin is actually like my Facebook. That's actually what I do. Like, I'll be on there goofing off, posting on stuff, like, while I'm just, like, doing shit in, like, you know. Yeah. I'll be sitting in the doctor's office and I'm, you know, responding to a blog or something.
Yeah, see, the internet kind of annoys me on a smartphone, though, because it just, I don't know, it's tiny. And so I hate doing Sin on my cell phone, because then you gotta double tap it, and then you're, like, scrolling left to right and up and down, and that just, like I said, I'm kind of lazy. I just don't care enough. So I'll hop on Sin on my computer, but I haven't been around Sin very much lately either. But I blame... I blame being... I've been sleeping an exorbitant, a huge amount. So, like, I just got around to making the WordPress account for the Ooze blog. And it's seriously because the only thing I do is I wake up, I go to work, and I go to bed. So, I mean, even after a 4-hour shift, my ass is in bed. So, I don't know. Call me lazy. I don't care.
Lazy? No.
Lazy?
Yeah, you know what? Your opinion doesn't count.
I think that's just being pregnant, honestly. I think that's just being pregnant. And you're working
another excuse.
So much, but...
No. That's not
no,
a cop out.
Hey,
no.
Hey.
You
grow a life
in
your uterus and talk. Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No. I still have to say, I get up off my ass and I go to work every single fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
So
hello?
I can have a damn nap.
Hello?
Well, yeah, well, I
we got a hello.
Who's
helloing?
I am helloing.
Being pregnant is draining, but, you know, even more, you know, adding work on top of that, especially, like, you have, like, 3 jobs, so, yeah. I imagine you're tired most of the time. That makes sense. You know. How's your arm?
On the line?
I think he is.
Where
is
he?
Wicked?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. I was trying to figure out who was saying hello.
That is I.
I heard that is pie. That's really bad.
Pie? Like...
I am Daryl. Hello?
Hello?
Wow. Is everybody stoned tonight?
No. Wait, Daryl.
Hey, Daryl. How are you? Wow. Damn, dude.
Epic ooze fail.
It
well,
took me
okay,
to realize
no, we
this
can't
even
say
worse.
Epic
wow.
ooze fail if you're on the line and the only thing you're saying is hello. And it is I.
We said hello to you 3 to 4 times. You didn't even respond except when our hello. Who failed? You did, sir.
I like that. It's I. awesome.
It is I.
Yeah. I heard it's pie.
Yeah, I heard pie too.
Yeah. And there's now Mr. I going around Sin and Sir I. I saw Sir I. I was like, that's cool. I like that.
I enjoy Sir I as well.
Yeah.
So how is everyone?
Quite good. Yourself?
Tired.
That's understandable.
And how are you?
I had a comment pertaining, I didn't want to, I'm too damn polite and I didn't want to interrupt the lady talk, but I have an idea or a particular belief pertaining to technology, and I wanted to see what you guys thought about it. And basically, okay. a lot of people think that technology is kind of a bad thing. It makes you lazy, it does this, it does that. I personally, while I agree with those opinions, I think that it's not necessarily what technology is, but it's rather who is guiding technology. Now, if technology was in different hands and we utilized it for proper means, it wouldn't necessarily be to make people sit in front of the television all day, if you catch my drift. Do you know what I mean?
I actually disagree with that. It shouldn't actually matter who creates technology. That shouldn't even factor into the whole equation. Hell, if someone wanted to create technology for someone to walk into the booth commit suicide, like on, you know, Futurama, for instance, it's up to the individual to go into the booth, put in a coin, and kill themselves. Technology is the person driving technology does not matter. It's what the person does with the technology,
well,
consumer, that actually matters. Who created
the actual bullshit? On one level, I can see what you're saying, but I disagree because. We have major leaps and bounds happening in what could be considered consumer-oriented and consumerism-oriented technology, but then there's other things that are way back that can actually greatly improve humanity. I mean, the concepts behind transhumanism are one example. You know, we've learned the brain is very malleable and plastic, but there's not a lot going on with that right now. Because, and honestly, I think that they don't know how to sell it, and that's it. So, yeah, no, I do think who's developing the new things is very important, and then I think it can be incredibly useful, and actually I think that it can improve humanity as a whole quite dramatically if it was in the right hands of being used properly.
The origin of transhumanism is not taken off because of the religious Reich. Same issue they had back with cloning back in, what was it, 95, 96 with Dolly, that sheep there in Scotland. It was the same thing, basically. The religious zealots were upset because they cloned a sheep, blah, 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 blah. Transhumanism will not happen until the religious zealots basically go down the drain. Until then, basically, mm-hmm. Transhumanism is nothing more than a pipe dream.
Yeah, I can see it both ways. I don't disagree with all of what you've said, but I still maintain that if technology existed as a whole to promote the bettering humanity, rather than to promote the sluggishness or the laziness, if it wasn't all about consumerism, we would be a lot better off as a species.
But Daryl, what do you consider the promoting of humanity, though? That's where I think your opinion might actually be valid until you define that. Really, it's kind of up for debate, isn't it?
Well, for instance, like television. I other than news and the spread of knowledge, I have no use for like cartoons and like television shows and just pointless bullshit, whereas like something else like telecommunication, the internet, so on and so forth, I can see practical uses for.
Yep.
Yeah, point taken.
I certainly agree, and there's a lot of, I mean, technology is such a broad topic anyways. I mean, it's hard to, you know, get that into, you know, one little box necessarily, because there's always, you know, it's such a broad area. You know, I mean, pretty much we've been dealing with technology pretty much since humans started, you know, actually using their brains the way they do now, and it's just grown. And that's one of the things that I like about technology personally, but it moves so quickly. I mean, like, I'm behind. I'll admit that, is that, like, when it comes to the technological trend, like, I'm barely on it. I can barely function. And actually, it's the internet for me, because I never cared for it. And I didn't really start active on the internet until like October of last year. I've been on the internet for about a year now. That's it. And yeah, no, I still get lost or don't know how to do things or And it's, you know, it's my own doing. I didn't like it to begin with, and it just kind of, it's never really set well with me, and I'm behind because of that. That's the other thing, too, is that in today's world, you definitely have to know what's going on with technology to sort of stay current and ahead and know what's going on.
I like the way that Jason puts it, whereas he said in the chat room, technology enhances what we are as human beings. But he went on to say that thus we become more lazy and not less, but...
No, he basically said that we as human beings are inherently lazy.
Right.
Technology basically just enhances the laziness. That's all it basically said.
Right. And while I do agree with that, I'll point out that certain humans are sitting on their ass, stuffing their face with potato chips and watching cartoons. We are individuals who are utilizing technology to be on the ooze right now and exchange information, and all of us be the better for it.
But Daryl, I don't know about you, man, but I would rather be sitting on my ass right now having a beer, okay? I enjoy this, yes, but I still would rather be drinking, okay?
I
100% disagree. I could do this every hour of every day if I, it would let me, honestly.
I get that. I personally, I don't drink, so, I mean, I get what you're saying, but I can't advocate, spending one's time doing nothing productive. That's just my personality type.
Yeah, point taken. Okay, now let's try to hit on a couple of, really big topics in technology. We've gone through, the whole phone idea. Let's look more at different facets of the internet. How about web pages that we visit? What is changing with them? Where are they going?
Okay.
For instance, HTML5 launched around 2-3 years ago. It's right around August. It's basically developed into, it's basically a living standard, meaning that it's not concrete yet, it's still flowing and fluid. Right to the point to where every couple of months there's 2 or 3 new things that are able to be done with it that were not able to be done before. Discuss.
Nobody has anything to say.
Where are Pup and Lexi right now?
I'm kind of curious as to where is Pup too.
I think that could possibly be said of various forms of technology. That technology in itself has interconnected us so thoroughly that there are multiple forms that are advancing at that rate. As for my personal opinion on your specific topic, I don't know that I could contribute anything tremendous, so I'm not going to... Go ahead.
Yeah, this is what Pup is needed right now.
That's kind of...
I was really trying to pay attention to what you're saying, but you said HTML5, and my mental eyes glazed over. I was like, I was trying to keep up with it. Yeah, I have no idea what he's saying. It sounds like Chinese to me. All right,
guys, I'm back.
Lazy ass? Oh.
Well, no, I was sitting on Skype, and I got it running. I called in, and I had my headset on, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I'm not hearing anything. And then I look at my cord, and my cord on the fucking wire was broken. So I was sitting there trying to configure my headset with a broken wire. So, yeah, that's why I haven't said a damn thing the entire time.
The rabbit struck again, dude. Seriously, Stu, now, send to me,
please. It's an evil rabbit. It really is, yeah.
I'm not even sure, like, it was his fault this time, because it looks like I might have stepped on it.
That shouldn't have done that, though.
I know, I do that shit a lot.
Unless you're running around with ice skates on.
Well,
yeah.
No. But no, like, one of the things I put up for the description of the show, I've been half-assed paying attention, is, like, the importance of technological competence in this day and age. And like, I just cannot, which is, you know, hilarious and ironic at the moment, considering I couldn't get the show running and I was trying to operate broken hardware. So I might not be the person to advocate technological competence. But I still think it's valid.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, when you were completely gone, I started trying to go into a new topic, and everyone else had no clue what I was talking about. So, me and you are going to go with this one. HTML5.
What did you say?
Oh, I started discussing HTML5, and no one else understood a thing I was saying. Hence, I needed you.
What about HTML5?
Oh, basically how it's going to be, well, it is basically just nothing more than a living standard. It's basically turning into the what everyone's using for web pages, and also its future web design on a whole.
Yeah, dude, that doesn't fucking matter, because in a couple months they'll change HTML something else, or XHTML, or what the fuck ever. Those standards are constantly changed, man. It's really kind of silly. So no.
I will add that I'm not completely ignorant. I do know what you're talking about, but I'm no expert, and that's why I chose to withdraw any trivial opinions I have.
Well, with software like Dreamweaver from Adobe and the onset of ASP applications and web applications, HTML programming is almost obsolete. I mean, you can build an entire website with minimal HTML coding. It'll do everything for you.
Hmm.
Nice.
See,
little
I'm trying to go to school to be an elementary school English teacher. XHTML, HTML5, your mama TML, I have no idea.
That's
just like boom, right over my head. Right over my head.
PHP, Java.
C++, C#.
As soon as you said HTML5, my ass goes, I hope these motherfuckers know what he's talking about, because I've heard of it, but I don't know. I'm not saying shit.
Well, with as much shit that they're trying to do with internet right now, and with as much regulation as being consistently trying to be passed, very little of it has ever made it very far, just because the resources to monitor the internet is asinine. You need to be China. And they're not even doing a good job, because their hackers are all over the place. But there's a bill going up right now. It's called the Blacklist Bill. What it will do is it will make websites responsible for user uploading content, which means YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all social media will be held responsible for what people upload on it. Which means if somebody uploads shit on Twitter or Facebook, they can legally go after and shut down those websites for some asshole.
Anyone told this to Zach yet?
Yes, the government has basically said that is not its intended purpose. But of course, the bill is extremely gray and vague. Not exactly what they plan to do.
Let's be real, dude. That's exactly what the fuck it's about.
That's exactly what they made it vague to begin with, man. Of course, that's exactly why. They made it vague as hell so that later on they could say, well, hey, this is kind of a part of it. So, yeah, bend over and let me stick it up your ass, you know?
Right, it sounds to me like an epic precursor to massive censorship.
We've been trying this for 10 years.
It's
finally getting, yeah.
They want to control the flow of information, which cannot be allowed. It just can't. As soon as they control the flow of information, we're fucked. Either that or everybody needs to become hackers. I actually advocate that.
I think that would be the result, if it's not already the result of what they've done thus far.
You know, I'm willing to bet that it is a byproduct of their actions, that more and more people are learning more about computers just to avoid the assholery that is all regulations on it. But no, it's important. You gotta be competent in technology to fucking get around that shit, though. Like, I was helping Lexi's mom set up Tor, and she couldn't get the thing running. In fact, she downloaded and lost the goddamn file on her own computer. So I showed her, hey, there's this little command under your start menu that's called search. I tore into it. And sure as shit, dude, 2 seconds, there it is. Like, that's your program. All right, well, what do I do now? Like, you need to set the port, and you need to set the port in your browser as a proxy setting. Well, what's that? Like, oh, for fuck's sake. Get off the internet. You lose. I don't care what you're trying to send securely. You lost. Well, what about HTTPS? No, this one. Let me give you an example of an average internet user at the moment. Is this woman wanted to use HTTPS to torrent things. It goes silent. I think I might have to explain what HTTPS actually is.
I don't know what HTTPS is.
Alright, I'll do it anyway. When you log into a web page, and you know how right before the www, there is the http colon dash slash slash?
Yep, yep.
Well, when you send data, it sends it in packets. And anybody on the network with a packet sniffer can see every piece of data that you are sending through the network. What HTTPS does is encrypts that information, then encrypts it on your side, the client side, through the web browser, then sends it as an encrypted packet. So if you're using Sniffer, you won't be able to get anything out of it. So if you're using Facebook, they haven't advertised it, but Facebook does have HTTPS login. You have to do it manually. They haven't advertised it because they want people to fuck up. But no, it's not for HTTPS.
So how do you determine where that can and can't be utilized?
That's up to the site, actually. If the site is optimized for it and has it running on their site, you can do it. Like Blog Talk Radio, I'm looking at it right now, and I'm not signed in under HTTPS. But that's okay. Because I'm the one who fucking set it up. So... No, fuck you all. And anybody trying to log on to my Wi-Fi.
I think it...
Suck it. Sorry.
I was just going to point out that I think Lexi's probably the only one that wants to sniff your package.
Oh.
Oh, he already sent her a
package.
Actually,
last night I wanted to cut off his package, but that's another story. That has nothing to do with technology.
He already sent her a packet, and the packet will be coming out of the mailbox within 9 months.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how about this one, guys? Has anybody participated in the occupations?
No, actually.
No? There is now an app you can get on your smartphone. That if the press of a button will alert all your contacts that you're being...
Yeah, I told you about that last two shows, man.
Oh, man.
It was actually brought up. But that's a good one.
Down here, they arrested a bunch of people that were overnighting because they weren't at first, but they started overnighting here, and the crowd grew from, like, 3 to, like, 10 to, like, a few hundred, like, really, really quick. Yeah, man, they arrested a bunch of people down here. For staying overnight in the Legislative Plaza. It was all over the news here. It was actually rather hilarious because, there's been, like, nothing with the Occupy movement here. Like, I've participated, and it's been rather lame, I'll say. And then it just, like, it was like one day it was, like, you know, a joke, and I was like, man, I can't even believe I'm out here. It was, like, 9 other people here. I'm going home. And, like, the next day, it's, like, a whole sea of people. I was like, oh, shit, yeah, here we go. This is what I was talking about. I don't know what happened. It was, like, an overnight thing. And a bunch of people got arrested for overnighting, yeah. It was.
You're not on Facebook, am I correct?
Huh?
You're not on Facebook, right?
Nope.
That has been the primary means of communication between the occupied groups. That's how they're putting out calls to action. So there's a good chance that there was a massive call to action released, and that's what you witnessed.
That also goes along with
the importance of being competent in a technological age. The way we communicate has changed so drastically that you can send information to thousands of people in a second. You can take a picture and have it hit thousands of people, and those people will send it to thousands of people, and shitstorm will happen, which is what we're seeing with the bullshit that the mainstream media has been trying to portray. It's really quite epic. They're demonizing what happened in Oakland on the protesters. They're not blaming the police at all. If you're not on Facebook, I don't know if you've seen the picture, but there was a Marine down there who wound up in critical condition during the raids.
I heard about that.
He got hit in the head so hard it fractured his skull.
Oh.
And now they're saying that the Oakland Police Department has released statements saying that he could have been hit just as easily by a protester as by a cop. There's videos of protesters trying to get him out of the crowd after he was knocked unconscious with flashbangs going off around him.
I have to give Google that some major respect, because when they were contacted about taking down these videos about stuff that happened in Oakland, they told them no. They said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to censor these videos. We're not going to take them off our search site or anything like that. So major props to Google, because that takes a lot of fucking balls.
Yeah, for those who aren't aware, Google has been asked by several countries and multiple police organizations in America to remove videos showing police acting like dicks. Because after the Oakland raids, there was videos, pictures, fucking everywhere. My favorite one was the picture of the guy in the wheelchair that people are trying to pull out of the smoke. I was like, are you serious? This is the guy you're throwing flashbangs and rubber bullets at? And they're denying it. They're saying they acted reasonably, they acted responsibly, and they were retaliating to violence that was started against them. I'm like, holy shit. But that's what the mainstream media is also reporting.
Pop, that guy in the wheelchair had it coming, man. You could roll over a cop's foot and done some minor bruising. He had it coming.
Who?
That wheelchair
guy
he had it coming, man. You could
wheelchair
damage
guy,
your cop's foot.
He seriously needed to get shot in the face with rubber bullets. Definitely. He had to be the first to go.
And that's
that was
the thing.
Major
a lot
security
of the,
threat.
A lot of the pictures that I've seen, they were aiming for faces. It's not like they were aiming for limbs or, you know, the chest or the side. All of them are getting, they're all hit in the face. And
yeah, the headshots, they're fucking brutal looking too.
Yeah.
It's like somebody hit people in heads with a hammer, man. It's really bad. And it's obvious that these cops weren't trying to disperse the crowd. They were just trying to fuck people up.
It was the quickest way to disperse the crowd, mess a few of them up, make the rest of them scared, they all run. It's really quite fascinating, quite simple, actually.
There were a few Marines down there who are now releasing statements via internet that the police department was using methods of crowd control that are forbidden during war, and even in war zones. To put that in perspective real quick, the Marines are saying the cops are doing shit that they've been told they cannot do in a war zone. And the police are saying they're acting responsibly and within reason. And the media is backing up the police. The way we get information now is more important than ever. And how we do it and our ability to connect to each other has become more important than ever. Granted, there are nerds. I uploaded a bunch of pictures onto the BTR channel. One of them is Meanwhile in America, and it shows the WoW guy from South Park. I'm like, yeah, we have them. You know, those are the guys who are on 24/7 trolling, whatever. But not everybody who's got a smartphone is fucking a fat loser on the internet, you know?
Well, let me ask you.
Yep.
Sorry about that, man. Let me ask you a question real quick, because you're a pretty educated guy in this field. If you could give, you know, less technological people a bit of advice as to what specifically they could look into to actually achieve that, what would your advice be?
Achieve what, though? I mean,
well,
communication?
To be a bit more savvy and kind of counteract their attempt to control the flow of information and whatnot.
See, that's a tricky question, because it comes down to a lot of it is real fucking technical. Like, the guys who created Tor did not set it up for the average end user. And
right.
It's obvious when you run the program, it's not built for your standard user to fucking log on, press a button, and go with. It's just not designed that way. You have to have some working knowledge of how your computer actually connects to the internet. But you actually bring up something interesting. That Cesaretta, I can't pronounce her name, from fucking Sid, made a comment. Well, what happens when you defeat the system and the internet that you use so awesomely shuts down because they fucking made it? I'm sitting here thinking, you don't know what the internet is.
Right.
If you can set up a local area network, I mean, if you can hook up two computers together, you've created a network. If you can hook those two computers up to another two computers, you've just expanded your network. The internet is just one massive fucking network. That's all it is. If the lines go down, we can rebuild them. But you need to understand how they fucking work. How an IP protocol works, how a MAC address works, and how the packets are transferred. It can get technical. So I suggest, like, some computer magazines, man. I'm doing this in school. And I'm the asshole who taught myself HTML in middle school.
But
and I'm not a fat nerd, so fuck you guys. So
basically what you're getting at is that if, hypothetically speaking, if they turned the lights out on us, we could rebuild. You need the expertise. You might need a networking guy. You might need a,
Somebody who could program a network protocol. That's all you need.
So those are good buddies.
Yeah. Well, I fucking railed on her for that one because I was so pissed off.
Never forget that. I was like, whoa, yeah, damn, way to break somebody down. And then I was like, I would have said the same thing she did, so I'm just going to whistle and not, you know, comment on that at all.
Yeah, it's a new era of how we communicate. And it's not going anywhere. Once we've got it this far, you cannot take us back. It's just, you can't. There's too much information out there, even in hard copy form in books, for us to rebuild. Recreate and make it better, badder, and faster. But just because of that, it's a new set of tools, it's a new set of skills. I know a few of you are familiar with L316.
Mm-hmm.
Go read those motherfuckers' stories and read what they were doing when they were in university. They were sitting there just fucking packet sniffing their university. And it just hogging information for blackmail and future purposes. Because that's the tool. That's the way it is now. It's a new form of communication. Shit, when the founding fathers took the country, they were using invisible ink. We don't have invisible ink. We have fucking computers and encrypted messages. We have protocols. We have virtual networks. It's just the way things are. And there's a new set of tools, and you need a new set of skills to keep running with it. And I fully get going back to learn your basic survival skills. Because, yeah, you got to do that. But in the technological age, when there's a fucking camera and a closed-circuit system watching you on every street corner, which I've started to notice in my city, they keep popping up. I'm like, when the fuck did that get there? And all of a sudden, like, on the street corner, there's two cameras. I'm like, are you shitting me? I'm like, oh, I'm being watched right now. Fuck. And they're popping up more and more and more and more. And I think the goal is to eventually create the bigger cities to look like the UK, where the entire area is under constant monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one way to really fight that, is to have the ability to actually fight that. And what are you going to do? You're going to run up and smash the camera? Oh, cool, they got you doing it. No, if you can come up behind it, plug into it, and shut it down, that's an entirely different type of warfare.
Right.
Which is the new form of warfare. That's how the Egyptians got it. That's how the fucking literally had all those revolts. They did it through Facebook and Twitter.
Good luck sneaking up behind a camera on the corner of the Vision and fucking Fountain. There is four on each corner on the crosswalk.
Yes.
And then there's one attached to one of the buildings, another one attached to the building across the street, and then there's like three inside of Kendall that are aimed at the street. So even if you snuck up behind this motherfucking camera and dismantled it, they'd have you doing it from like six different angles.
That's why you gotta know cabling. It's an entirely different set of skills than what most people are used to. In fact, I believe the majority of Americans are still computer illiterate. And what I mean by computer is literally, yeah, they can turn on their computer and they can log in. But how many of them know how to set up a firewall properly? How many of them know how to open a port? How many of them know that their packets, every piece of data they send, including their credit card, if they're not using a secure website, and know how to verify that it's secure and be seeked? How many people can actually fix a problem on their own computer?
Working and learning all of it myself, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
I can, and if I can't, you can. So I'm alright.
And I'm not even an expert, man. I'm just a hobbyist who decided to go to school for it. And I'm still a long way off from professional. But I'm looking at the shit I can do. And I'm looking at, like, people around me, even at my university. I'm going, what the fuck? The amount of ignorance about what a computer actually is and how it actually functions is just mind-blowing. But these are the tools
mm-hmm.
of the day. These are what we use. We're using one right now. And, like, the studio isn't even really that complicated. I couldn't fucking get it working a minute ago. That's my own fault. I didn't realize I had to call in before I could start the show. So,
yep.
I learned something new today. Yeah. Lexi told me that about 2 minutes before. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, he said, I don't have any buttons. I can't do anything. I go, dude, there's no host.
Someone's got to be a host.
Yeah, the host is calling for the host can actually do anything with the show.
Is there a description up of this show yet at its WordPress site? Yes.
No, not yet. I was actually going to put one out with a couple links, including a link to the petition against the blacklist bill, a link to the
mm-hmm.
tour site, and there were a couple more I was going to put up there. I can't remember what they are. I've been sick for like a week and a half.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, no, I'm really excited about that site, actually. I think it's a really, really good venue to promote the ooze further, and I think that it'll ultimately be very beneficial, especially if the blog role and stuff on it increases, so.
Well, yeah, and, like, but that's just it. That's another piece of information technology. Shit, that took me about 15 minutes to figure out. When I first logged onto that site, there was two headers and three search boxes. I was like, yeah, I'm going to clean this up real fast. from the message Zeno. I'm like, dude, I deleted one of the headers, fixed the search boxes. It just looks cleaner, man. It just looks so much better. It's just how it is. You know, you gotta be able to understand what's feasible and what's not. But there's a catch to that. If you want that to be picked up in a search engine, I haven't looked into it yet. Who's here familiar with HTML and meta tags?
You have to remove meta tags from the head section.
Yeah. I haven't looked into the meta tags on the WordPress site yet.
One second. I'll check into it right now.
It's number one now. If you look up Ooze Radio, it pops up first now. It didn't used to, but it does now. So I don't know. I think this may have been adjusted.
But that's only if you're Googling the Ooze Radio.
Dude, what's the site, man?
What if you're just Googling keywords? What if we want to get people who aren't looking for it specifically? Do we just find them and link them? Or do we set up a way for them to find it without trying? That's what meta tags do. They're the functions, that's what the search engines use to find keywords on pages.
Let's see.
And they're very fucking important. But I haven't had the chance to check to see if we've actually set any up. I don't know what ones to put up either. Will we put up counterculture, alternative? I don't know. I'm not really good with dealing with people. And I don't really Google that much.
I
like it's porn.
Yeah.
I'm in the same camp myself.
But like, I posted a picture on Sin that just shows some epic ignorance, and it was somebody had written on a whiteboard somewhere. If your internet is not working, I'm sorry. Email me your name, room number, and IP address. IT is working on the situation. And list your email. Now, who can figure out what's wrong with that statement?
If your internet is not working, how can you send an email?
Right. You know.
Thank you.
But there's people out there who seriously, they don't understand. And these are the users of the goddamn internet. It's like people taking a hammer and trying to put a screw in. As well, if you have a smartphone with GPS, I would like you to be aware that can be turned on remotely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you are suspected of a crime and they know you have a smartphone, they've done this before, and you can go Google this. And most phone providers will work with police to do this. They will remotely activate your GPS signal so they can track you down.
Yeah.
It's like doing a car with OnStar. You know, it's fucking pointless.
Actually, civilians can do that as well.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in the police department to track someone by their phone. Not at all.
Mm-mm.
No, but it helps if you're going to go through the actual service provider.
Oh,
because if you, like, just email them and go, yeah, man, can you turn on this person's GPS? Which they're going to be like, yeah, fuck you. But... And a lot of that is you need to have access to the other person's phone to begin with. I would like to know how Anonymous deleted the guy's fucking iPad. They wiped somebody's iPad.
Wiped
that's
it?
That's just awesome. Yeah, wiped it. Delete the hard drive.
Wow, that's nice.
Before taking, right after they took all the emails. Yeah, I heard that. I'm like, I didn't even know you could fucking do that. How do you get access to somebody's iPad remotely? Like, and what's better is the guy whose iPad it was the CEO of a technology security firm.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah.
Wow, right. That's beautiful, man.
Hackers on steroids. There was more to the description of the show. Oh. Yeah, Joaquin has suggested the porn is a more sophisticated machinery. I don't actually know if he knew what time the show is. Which is probably why he hasn't called it. Because this whole thing started with his fucking suggestion on Facebook.
How is he? I haven't seen or heard from him in a while, obviously.
Yeah, are we still talking about Michael?
Yeah, the badass Brit.
So did he actually go and do all that shit he was talking about, or did he just disappear?
No, dude, he actually joined up with the Mormon Church.
Fuck yeah, man.
Went through everything. I guess his business was doing awesome from it. But, it, you know, of course, that shit wore down on him, as it would on somebody like that. And he's like, can't drink, can't have sex. And he was like, holy shit, there goes his life.
So, I mean, my question is he done with it? Or I mean, what's the final result?
He's saving up to come to state.
Yeah, he never did a full insight role.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he went and joined, and it was more of just, yeah, I'm gonna sneak in here, rather than I'm going to become one of them. But he still managed to sneak in there and not get found on Facebook and outed.
Well,
so,
I mean, that's cool, but I was kind of secretly hoping, everybody was kind of doubting him, and I was like, I hope the fucker pulls it off. I hope he goes in head first, full force, and actually does it. But at the same time, I kind of thought, yeah... Well, we'll see.
Well, for a while, he was updating every few days, or every couple weeks, going, counting down how much time he had left. Because he had set a timeline for himself.
Right.
And he'd stuck to it the entire time. Except for when he was online, obviously. But he had gone through it, yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, you can't do that. You have to, like, actually sever the ties. You have to break
loose. That was my issue with it too. Is like, this is not the same deal, man. But
right.
Still,
no, I mean,
it's
not that it's not a good idea. But at the end of the day, if you're going to do an insight role, you have to, jump in fully with both feet. I mean, there are insight roles that exist, obviously, that could still correspond with being able to participate. In the online satanic community, but there's actually, it would just be dependent on what it was, If it didn't, conflict in one way, go ahead. But this is for me, I've always wondered about how he's managing to do that mentally, because to me, it's like both of the mental plexus that he's operating to me just seem like too heavy and too big to hold at once. It just seems like that would crack the mind. But the best way to do it without literally going insane would be to jump in with both feet and fully embrace it and then come out the other side of it. I don't see another way to do that and, actually come out of it, I don't know, mentally well. Does that make sense at all?
Well, yeah. Mindfix is a good example of that. I mean, his stories are pretty fucking strong.
Right.
But he admitted that he was still working off some of the memes from when he was Christian. That he went involuntarily to do.
And when properly applied, it's not just like, hey, I decided to go do this for a month and then I'll be back. It's like head first for years if you come back.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to become that.
Right. There's a big if. You have to abandon your safety net. You can't have, like, a countdown. that's the, I laugh at that. But more
well, for me, and I actually am doing one right now. It does manage where I can still do this, but it was also part of the reason why I took some time off the internet, because wasn't that, it's like at first I knew that I was acting and pretending, but then like very quickly it was like one day I woke up and I was like, I agree with this. And then I got really freaked out because I was like, I agree with this. I've always agreed with this. I can't believe I didn't realize I agreed with this sooner. It wasn't like I consciously decided to become it. It was like I spent enough time immersed in it that I woke up one day and was like, that's what I believed, Which actually, it still to this day really freaks me out, But I actually chose mine based on a meme that I have that's really bad, which is egalitarianism. I've always been really bad about that. In order to properly break it, I took something that is completely oppositional to that in order to learn the opposite mind frame to get some kind of equilibrium or make a decision about what I actually believe in regards to that.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're still doing the Occupy Edition, I want to bring up some more shit about what's going on. Egypt is hosting a massive solidarity protest. Which I think is just funnier than shit. It's like, oh, wait, you're supporting Americans? All right. Whatever. But that's a good one. I'm looking at this picture of that goddamn Marine again. He's showing up. Like, every time I log into Facebook, somebody else has posted it. Which makes me happy.
Really?
Yeah, the more people see it, the more people see it, you know. People need to see it. But that's also the power of social media. That's how we've been organizing. That's how we've been supporting. That's how we've been keeping in touch. And that's how they've been fighting. If you're familiar with Anonymous and what they've done in the past. I'm not saying everybody should be a hacker on steroids. But that'd be cool as shit.
Yes, it would.
They'd never stop anybody, you see me? If everybody could shut down and website on their own. Oh, man. It'd just be beautiful chaos.
Unfortunately, sin would go down as well.
Yeah, somebody would eventually shut down sin, but there's enough backup copies.
I was going to say, I could think of two people that are there right now that would probably, you know, completely hack and eat that virus up if they could, eat that place up with viruses if they could. It's been a wild week on that side. I do have to say that. I'm like,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Oh, no, like I logged in today. I was like, what the hell is going on at this site?
It's a fucking mess, but neither of those people are intelligent or skilled enough to pull any of that off. I mean, remember the last time somebody fucked up the site? It was Hunter, and he was the only person who threatened the site who could possibly do it. I remember some fucking, well, he had Demon in his screen name, and he posted a script on the front page.
That was
less than a script can he move, man. He copied and pasted that from elsewhere and thought it was a hack. I mean, like, no, your existence fails at technology. You lose the internet, you need to go die. But those are the people who think they have power. The people who can actually fuck your shit up aren't going to tell you they're going to fuck you up. They're just going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you rub it in your face later, which I personally love.
Well, the funny thing is, though, is that I think a lot of people that are actually on Finn are actually, like, skilled in that department. So, I think if something fucked up happened, there is a group, you know, I think what is that called, the Geek Squad? I think they'll probably fix it pretty quickly, actually.
Yeah, I've noticed that, too. There's quite a few of us on here who could probably cross-grip and steal a whole bunch of people's information, if we wanted to, just for shits and giggles. Or, set up a few towers for a DDoS attack.
Oh, yeah, no, I've gotten a few crash courses in internet stuff from a person of the Geek Squad or two. Yeah, we're actually, like, I've learned a lot from that, where it's, like, it's something basic that I should already know, but, yeah. No, yeah, that's one thing I will say. Sin is full of tech geeks, which is a good thing, you know, because Zach doesn't know a lot about this stuff. So, yeah, Zach's been very good at getting the... Well, Zach's been very good at getting the right people that he needs together to kind of make up for any weaknesses he has. It's actually one thing I really admire about him.
Yeah,
one thing.
Go ahead, man. I was just going to praise Zach for a minute, but that doesn't need to happen.
Go ahead. Don't let me stop you, man.
No, I was going to say, Zach, I've actually told him this. I go, his biggest strength is being able to get people together.
Oh, yeah.
Daryl, hurry up, man. We got 60 seconds.
One thing I always kind of, like, thought was funny about Seth was their site has a club or a group, and it's like, skilled hackers join here or some shit, and I was just thinking they should change the name of that to, if you would like a government microscope up your ass, you know, please join this club. And I'm just like, dude, seriously?
But see, if they're using Tor, there's no way to track them.
Well, I mean, as long as they cover their ass, more power to them. It's just,
nobody's going to go online and claim to be a hacker about covering their ass. If they do, they deserve to get busted. You know,
exactly.
Like, if you don't take the necessary steps to actually, if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about enough to cover yourself, you deserve to get busted. But guys, we got 14 seconds left. I'm going to run the outro.
It's been awesome.
All right, guys. Later.
All right.